Everroot dog supplements can help keep your dog feeling their best every day. Ever playful, ever curious, ever thriving. Visit Everroot.com to learn about supplements that can help with your dog's unique needs, from multi-benefit to skin and coat to hip and joint, because every dog deserves to feel their best. Everroot Dog Supplements, powered by Purina.
If you've never been to the Maryland Renaissance Festival, you don't know what you're missing. There's so much to see and do. It's like a 16th century theme park with shops and pubs, food and games, live jousting, crafts and music, 10 stages with nonstop entertainment. Fun for the whole family. Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets online only at MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th. Near Annapolis, the Maryland Renaissance Festival. Time travel to fun.
Hi, this is Stacy from The Advisor. Today, I'm very excited because we have a very special guest with us. It's Mark Amell. And Mark Amell, you know, focuses on business and he helps businesses grow. And he came out with amazing tools that he was telling me prior to the show. He has 30 different tools and techniques on ways for businesses to grow. And he has programs out there that are free for people to dive into, to learn how to grow their business and not get scammed by all these other big marketing companies out there that are looking to take your money, but you don't get the results you want. So Mark's going to take it away. He's going to tell us a little about himself and he's going to show you how you could grow your business. So Mark, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do, because this is really exciting.
Well, I started out as an Air Force officer and I brought the first artificial intelligence program to the military. And the way I use AI is to understand what Google does, why they do it. So all my tools are Google friendly so that they don't come back and they're happy to support you and put you on page one. Mm-hmm. So 6 years ago, I met a person that had to sell his business and found out it wasn't worth anything.
Oh, wow.
So I started down the path of finding out why. I worked with business brokers and then ended up spending 5 years and $70,000 testing software, working with gurus around the world. Because I wanted to bring a marketing package to small businesses that wouldn't have to go through that. And yeah. I myself am a small business. I've worked out of the house now 35 years Before the pandemic, I was a hermit. Now I'm socially responsible, so I'm moving up the path. But what I've done is I just released in January this marketing company. I've tested over those 5 years, I've tested different techniques that were very effective in their own way. But marketing is a complete package. And for instance, a lot of people sell CRMs, customer retention modules, which is great to stay in touch with your customers. But you get this CRM and then they don't tell you, how do you put new people into it?
Yeah.
So there's no lead generations. So the simple path, it's not particularly simple, is you have to identify your target.
Right.
There's a blue ocean and a red ocean. And red ocean is jumping up and down with a sign on New Year's Eve in Times Square, you know. But a blue ocean is having a very special niche, but describing it so you don't have any competition.
Right.
Okay, so for my company, I say I'm a digital marketing company, that I have over 30 ways to help you grow your business. So not everybody can say that.
Right.
So you try to focus on what your niche is. And taking it further, I'm going after accountants this quarter. We're going to market totally everything about my posts. Everything is going to be about accountants. So we'll go over another niche. You know, the keywords you use, the vocabulary that you use, because you want to resonate with it. You don't want to come up and say in your emails that I can help you grow your business, you know, and it's going to get deleted before they even finish reading the sentence. So, you know, it's a process, but I guess to kind of a big overview is you define your niche, you get your SEO set up, and SEO, search engine optimization, is so Google can find you and actually look at what you have.
Right.
And then you set up your steps. You need lead generation. Lead generation goes into a sales funnel. The sales funnel then goes to your calendar or phone call, or if it's less than a couple $100, maybe just to an online store.
Right.
And then what you want to do is do the follow-up into your CRM.
Right. But
what's interesting is 86% of small businesses that struggle use one or two marketing techniques to fill that sales funnel if they have one. Mm-hmm. But 90% of million-dollar small businesses use 10 or more techniques.
Okay.
So what we have is we have, let's say, 10 lead generation techniques. And, you know, the list of them, web scrapers, LinkedIn, Sales Navigator, Facebook, all these different people that are products that get you leads, you put them into the sales funnel and you take them through a sixth step. Because they drop out, that's fine. But if they're still hanging out, you give them more information. But by the time they're ready to actually talk to you, they want to buy from you. Right. So we take the salesy talk out of the equation. We just make it a lay down where somebody says, okay, how do I order this? I have just a couple questions. And that way, those busy owners that are small businesses don't have to spend the day on the phone.
Right.
And a lot of it, I call it kind of like almost reverse AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you want to understand that person. You want to get that person to understand and trust you.
Yeah. And
a lot of times what I do is I use landing pages because I can be just that one topic they go to. They don't get more confused. I'm like, if you want some more information, here's my calendar. Instead of sending them to the website where they're all confused. I've seen websites that, you know, after looking through them for 10 minutes, because I was asked to give a review of it, I still didn't understand what they did. So, you know, if in this society, you know, it has to work on a cell phone, it has to grab that person's attention in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Or less.
Otherwise, they're looking at the next one because they got a list of 10 different things they got.
And I feel like in today's society, our retention span has gotten even smaller. You know, most people do not want to be on, you know, they don't like reading anymore. So they need to know exactly what you're talking about within a 5-second span. You really, it's the 3-second span. You want to grab their attention because people don't like to read and they don't like to research and they don't, it's a go-go society. So like you said, I think that's a great idea because you go onto websites, a lot of people are talented in so many different ways. They have a business and they have so many different things to offer, but then you go on the website and they have everything on their webpage. And the person, like you said, is totally confused. It's like, you know, overwhelmed with info. And I think that makes a person want to click off right away. But I like the idea how you have them funnel right to a landing page where it's brief, blunt, to the point. And then you have your calendar where you could personally explain it to them. I think that's really an excellent idea.
The other thing that I like to do on a landing page is to put a short video. They say there's 86% more conversion.
And okay. I can put
a video of me. And since I'm an animal lover, I always like to put my dogs on there somewhere. I just feel
So you don't really have to spend like a lot of money on a video. You could do a simple video, really explain, you know, the point of whatever you're trying to explain, you know, on that landing page. And that will work just as well. And the conversion rate will be just as high because people spend a lot of money trying to make these videos. So you can make these videos yourself, I guess.
Yeah, what the thing is to do your video is get your, write it out, like your first sentence. You can outline what you want to cover, but you want to grab that first 5 seconds, like using the YouTube rules. They've mm-hmm. got 5 seconds before they click off your ad. So right. first 5 seconds, tell them what it is, what you're, you know, then go into and a quick overview, tell them about you, and then into more details. And then if they're still watching it, they see all of it. But you can do it right with your with your phone, record it, and then put it on, convert it and put it onto your landing page. It's not, it doesn't have to be really difficult. You have to have the right lighting, and you have you have to have a good sound.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell people that, okay, they get nervous about going in front of a video, create a video. I said, just put it in your mind. It's going to take you 20 times to get the right video.
Yeah.
If you're nervous and you mess up the first three, you go like, okay, I got 17 left I can play with. don't go in. You got like, oh, I'm going to make a 2-minute video. I got 20 minutes and your spouse is getting in the car with the kids and you're trying to finish it up. It's not going to work. You know, get up early, have your coffee, walk around the block and
right.
say, okay, this is what I'm thinking about. This is how I want to present it. And just don't worry about it if it takes you 10 times. I think my first one took me 13 times before I was happy with it. But there's also, if you want to do it on your computer yourself, there's a product called Loom that I love. It'll record your sound and your voice. You know, think about things like, you know, your background. You know, do mm-hmm. do you want to record that on your background? But also think about, you can break it into pieces, but you don't want to do it in like wearing this shirt. I do the next piece the next day and I got a green shirt on, or I went to get a haircut. You know, that's going to look weird. So, but there's little things that I help. I say, submit me the link to your video. I'll be glad to give you some pointers.
Right.
And it's the same way with email. People have got short attention span. Some guy said, oh yeah, I spent all day. I created this really nice email. Well, it was 4 pages long. Like, that's not going to quite work.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wrote it in like half a page. I put some bullet points in there so that they could quickly look at it in the headline.
Right. And
the subject line is important, but also the first line of your email also gets shown in their email when they get their emails and they're looking to see what to click on.
Okay.
So you really got 2 lines to put some good data on it to get their attention to open it. So have it short and sweet. But then there's also cold email. If you want to buy a list, I spent 3 years building a cold email machine. I can send out 500 cold emails an hour.
Oh, wow.
So, but it did take a long time to get it warmed up, to get the right, you know, it depends on a lot of technical stuff, but in order to get them. So I always tell people, go to Google, open up a workspace and get a fresh domain, get a fresh Gmail account, open up the workspace with that business profile.
Yeah. And
let them warm up for a couple of weeks before you start sending them out. But open up 3 of them. You know, if the one crashes and burns, it doesn't kill you. But if you start sending out with your main email address and your email gets blacklisted, nobody can email you then after that.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and then, you know, we come to the, people want to go, I want to do ads. And I'm like, well, do you have $10,000 a month to do some ads? Because you've got to compete with your competition.
Right.
So what I tell people to do is, let's do, I have a procedure for posts. Like there's bonding post. Hey, I work out of my home too. You know, I love puppies, you know, bonding posts, and then educational posts, give them something of value.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell like some of these things I passed along, hopefully in this, you know, the podcast.
Right. And
third one is an offer that's so good that they can't say no.
You right.
know,
yeah.
Take risk out of it. You know, I've been doing this for a while. I understand this. I want to give you this value, and here's my guarantee.
Right.
So think about something that they'd be, hey, wait a minute, I'd be foolish to say no. But, you know, put that out. But those three different types of posts in LinkedIn, the magic number's 23. So if you do 23 over a 4-week period, you are going to start getting some traction.
Right.
And then it's a matter of following up. Somebody's liked your post, send them back saying, thank you for liking my post.
Right.
Make that connection. I tested some of my lead generation softwares and I had 50 leads a day and they were just falling on the floor. I didn't have time to follow up, so I turned them off. But
right.
That's what can happen. You might as well put your money to good use.
Exactly. I feel like also like people just write stuff, but I think in our society, people have to really learn or even maybe hire somebody or even get a software because they have software now. When they write, they should write in a CEO way and optimize it, what they write, so it gets ranked high on Google. How do you feel about that?
I think you should use the keywords.
Yeah.
And that's what they pick out. But it also has to do with what I do for all my customers. We have a theme of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're a real estate agent and the fall is leaves. I say, tell real estate agents, write to everybody you've ever talked to about increasing the asset, their home's an asset. Tell them to clean out the leaves in their gutter so that it doesn't damage over the winter, right?
I like that, yeah.
So you're staying in and maybe they're not going to buy a house for 5 years, but they're also, they know people that are moving all the time.
Right.
So I recommend you. But what I do is I have that month of September is going to be leaves, all right, for the real estate agent. So all the posts are going to be about leaves, damage it could cause, how having a fixed up gutters around your house increases the value of your house.
Yeah.
All those posts are going to be about leaves because then you've got that group of keywords. Google says, hey, you're everywhere. You know,
right.
I like that. So then we come to things like, yeah, there's tools like ChatGPT and it says, okay, go ahead and write me a blog post. You know, and ChatGPT is created from programmers. Right. Mm-hmm. And they use databases and they look up things and they pull it. But it doesn't mean they're the real person. It doesn't mean that it's in your voice.
Exactly. And
there's a lot of tools out there that can tell you that ChatGPT wrote this.
Yeah.
And Google uses those tools to take away brownie points. So you got... Mm-hmm. You got 10 brownie points for writing a nice blog and you lose 15 because you cheated.
Right.
Well, so-called cheated.
Yeah.
You can use those tools like ChatGPT. Give me an outline. You know, go ahead and refresh it. Give me 3 articles back and let you get started with writing. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's
exactly.
A lady in California I talked to, she said, I wanted to use ChatGPT because my English I don't feel it's like professional because I grew up in Quebec speaking French.
Right.
So I was like, okay, what happens if you put these articles from ChatGPT in there and then they talk to you? They're going to think there's going to be a disconnect. You're already hurting your trust.
Yeah.
Because what we're trying to do in marketing is that customer journey, but we're trying to build trust.
Yeah.
Because people have to judge you on something, okay?
Yes.
Maybe when I talk to somebody, I don't like blue. You know, I do like blue, but you know, you know, you look at, you have to look at something, you know,
right,
to build that trust. You've got to get good at listening to people and what they're not telling you, what they mean to tell you.
Exactly.
So in marketing, it's all about building that trust, getting that person on the phone and keeping that trust. You know, it's like in the first 5 minutes, if you ask for their credit card, you know, it's probably not going to work.
Exactly. Exactly. You know,
it's more about how you can help. And one of the first things I do on my project is I list 10 pain points. What's keeping that customer up at night? What can't they solve? I deal with a lot of small businesses. You know, I'm not getting leads in. You know, I need more business. How am I going to do that?
Right.
Well, you wait until your money's out, it's going to be that much harder, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't plan for it. So one of the things I do is I'd call it a strategic marketing plan. You know, I go in and I create a plan, and these are the steps. This is how long whatever is going to take.
Yeah.
And one of the first things I do is I set up their local SEO. Most people probably don't realize there's 50 to 70 different search directories, local listings in your local area.
Right.
And Google goes in to read them and says, okay, most of this information is missing. You've got road spelled ROAD one place, RD the next place. It's not going to show your information because it doesn't know which one's true.
Right.
So we get a tool that goes in and updates that. But SEO takes 3 months to break even as a general rule, 6 months to peak. But if you don't keep maintaining it, in 9 months it's dead.
Right.
So people don't realize that they need to hire a company and put it into the plan that they're going to update new pictures. You know, they're going to update new descriptions every month in order to keep that SEO alive.
Right.
I've talked to a lot of people that had, you know, bought SEO for $3,500 a month, and they said, oh yeah, it's great. You know, 3 months in, we're breaking even. It's doing good. 6 months, it's doing real well. And then they call me at 9 month point and say it died. What happened? It's like, I could have told you that.
Yeah.
You know, it just, that's my area. You know, I can't build a house, you know, but this is my area. And I'd like to tell a short story, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course.
Henry Ford was brought into court by his board, and they wanted to throw Henry Ford out of the company, said he didn't know enough about what was going on.
Right.
So after listening to these questions for a while, he said, Judge, I've got a board across my desk with switches on, and if I need answers to any of those questions, I know what switch to flip, get the right person in there. So judge threw it out of the case out of court. And it basically says to me, surround yourself with people that know more than you do about a different area.
I think that's a great idea.
And there's too many people that start out a small business that try to do everything themselves. And they find that after a short while, that list grows of stuff that they don't know or don't want to do.
Yeah.
So I try to encourage people to, you know, I want to help them get there.
And what happens if a person, you know, they're a small business, but they're on limited funds and they do need that surrounding group of people? They do, you know, they can't do everything by themselves. And, you know, their strengths might be in one area, like they might have creativity and they might be good in certain things, but then they lack the business end and they lack certain things. But you're on a limited budget. So what do you do when you're in that spot where you only have X amount of money to spend, but yet you know that you need the extra help?
You have to spend it wisely. And that's why I do a strategic plan. Like my marketing starts out inexpensive. I have a weekly marketing class for $197 a month, and I teach you everything about marketing. But I also have a group of financial planners, HR people, if you've got people. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of people on my team that I have come into the class to teach, but I can also set up one-on-ones that will talk to you free for an hour and make sure you're heading in the right direction.
If you've never been to the Maryland Renaissance Festival, you don't know what you're missing. There's so much to see and do. It's like a 16th century theme park with shops and pubs, food and games, live jousting, crafts and music, 10 stages with nonstop entertainment. Fun for the whole family. Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets online only at MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th. Near Annapolis, the Maryland Renaissance Festival. Time travel to fun.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right.
So it's one of the things that I found by spending that 5 years going down all these rabbit holes that most of you people have probably gone down.
Right.
It's getting the people that have the right heart. You know, they want to help people. They still have to pay their bills, but they do, you know, pro bono work to help people all the time. It just, you may have to wait a couple of weeks for it. It's not going to be pick them up on the phone.
Yeah. No, I know a lot of businesses, like, especially during COVID, that, you know, their businesses crashed. And when COVID, you know, got better and people started coming out again, a lot of people didn't have their businesses and they had to start from scratch again. And it was hard because, you know, they had so many expenses, and it takes a while to get those businesses running up. Do you have any suggestions for those type of people who lost everything during COVID and now they're starting from scratch all over again, how they could become a successful business and get everything going in the right direction?
Yeah, hopefully they've kept their list of customers. Mm-hmm. The goal is in the customers.
Right.
Contact them back saying, you know, COVID hit me hard. I'm back in business. How have you been doing? You know, are you able to give me another chance? Because that list is gold. The other thing is start out small. I mean, you can, if you've got time, there's a group called alignable.com that does a lot of one-on-ones. It's speed dating for businesses. You know, you can get on there and you got 7 minutes to meet somebody. Go to those 3 times a day if you've got time.
Right.
And do that. Have a come to my free marketing class, you know, and learn some about marketing.
Right.
I'm always up for a one-on-one call and try to give you some direction. But the first thing I would, you know, I keep saying first thing, but I would definitely look at all the people that they have talked to. And how are you going to adjust? If they had talked to me before going into it, you know, we would have changed the direction on what you're offering.
Right.
Okay. But now that you're out, think about what is your, what type of customer do you most prefer? Which ones are profitable? Which ones are going to help you get out? The people that you've helped before, ask for a review. I mean, reviews are important when you're starting out, because you don't know somebody, they're going to look at a review. But it's not only getting the review, it's how you respond to that review. You know, do you take the time to say thank you? You know, I remember you coming into my store. If somebody has a bad experience, saying, you know, I'm sorry that happened, how can I make it up to you?
Right.
So it's looking at reviews every day and responding. And if you have a few bad reviews, people are going to look at that response. You know, I saw one that the person that wrote the review was pretty critical, overly critical, I think. But the owner came back and slammed the person. I'm like, I'm like, I would never go there because I wouldn't want to talk to the owner.
Yeah. So they say sometimes, I'm sorry, I was going to just say, they say sometimes bad reviews sometimes could work in the positive sense.
It definitely can. And it's all on how you handle it. You know, it's anything. It's, we all had stories. We've all had tragedies in our lives, and it's how you handle it and how you come out of it that means a lot. I can tell you down here, we have hurricanes in Florida. And one time I had 5 feet of water in my house. And
oh, wow.
By the time it receded, I had black mold from floor to ceiling. So when I got out of there, I had my 4 dogs, my 2 computers, and my shirt on my back. And that was literally it. The rest of it was bulldozed. But it's how you come out and how, you know, I had my computers. I had my customer list. I contacted everybody and said, I'm going to be a little slow on responding.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it was great. You know, it turned around and you come out stronger, but it's all that reaction.
Yeah. And I think that you made a good point. Like that gentleman just slammed the customer, but if, you know, the way you handle it, if you say it in a nice way, I think people won't be as critical and won't be as skeptical. You know, I think it's all how you respond as the owner, as the person who runs the business.
Yeah, in marketing, it's all trust, you know, building trust and building trust that you don't even get to see the person, you know, until it's moved down the chain a little bit.
Yeah. What are some ways some strong ways people could build trust with potential customers? Because a lot of people, when they're trying to build a business, I think, you know, they forget how to build the trust factor. It's not all about selling and, like you said, grabbing the credit card. How do you build that trust factor?
You talk to them about what their pain point is. Okay, because right now in marketing, unless you sell them to the top 1%, you're not going to sell a shiny chandelier, right?
Right.
What you're going to do is you're going to talk to them about what keeps you up at night, what is bothering you, what projects have you had on your list for a month because you don't have time to get to it.
Right.
What can I do to help you? Explain to me what you do. And how I can help. It's a sense of be interested in the other person. Don't try to be interesting to them.
Right.
I watched a webinar the other day and it looked like it was going to be interesting, but the first half hour, the lady talked about how great she was. And I turned it off after half an hour. It was like, I'm not going to listen anymore.
Yeah.
So when you do get a chance in the emails, when you set up your video, you know, talk about, I've had, you know, for accounting wise, you know, I tell them, I said, right now, the account should be going out to everybody that they've done taxes before, say they're still alive, but also remind them that marketing is a tax deduction. So if you're going to pay taxes next year,
right,
you could invest so much money. There's a lot of things, equipment for your business, that if you're going to pay taxes on that, instead of paying taxes, what are your tax deductible investments?
Right.
That money's going to go out either way.
Exactly.
So we're for working for accountants, we're putting together a package of what's tax deductible. How can you increase your business, you know, before you start spending all your money for the holidays? You know, what can you invest in your business?
Right.
But it's all about helping that person.
I think that's a great idea. I think when you talk about how wonderful they are and how wonderful they can be, and you go over those pain points, and then you go over, you know, what you could do for that person, you know, like, you know, or just like you were saying, you know, you go over the pain points and then you kind of leave it open to them. You go to suggestion and then you know, maybe you have that landing page. Is that what kind of what you're trying to get across? You know,
then they can go to the landing page to learn more. But I kind of take it a lot of times a step further, like in these quick connects, right? I'll say, I like to help small businesses. I want to help 1,000 small businesses in the next 10 years. Do you know anybody that could use some marketing help?
Oh, I like that.
And a lot of times, you know, they'll either refer people or they'll say, wait a minute, I could use some help too. You know, what can you do for me? But I'm not asking them. And in these smart connects, next week, I could be in that same 7 minutes with that person. Mm-hmm. So I don't want that next 7 minutes to be totally awkward because I said no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, and you're going to run into that person. If you're a local business, you go down to the grocery store, you could run into that person again, you know, it gets out. But if you're just telling them that you like to help, and do they know of anybody else that you could help?
Right.
No pressure. They can say no without.
Yeah.
Word.
No, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. And you know, I think it's really how you word it. And it's not like you kind of leave it up to them. You're not like pushing them and you're just kind of opening up options. It seems like that's a very beneficial way.
Yeah. And I tell people that, okay, you know, go back to your, for the quickest money, go back to your past customers and let them know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I'll be glad to, you know, we've only got 5 minutes left. You know, I'll be glad to set up a one-on-one with you. And here's, I'll mention my calendar if you want to get some other ideas.
I like that. I like that a lot.
If they don't jump on my calendar, okay, that's fine. I'll see them again.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
One person I saw like 5 times before we got together.
Right. And that happens, I think, a lot.
Yeah. It's, you have to have patience. And sometimes small businesses, when they're starting out, they don't have the patience because they need money today.
Yeah.
And that's a really hard dilemma, because the harder you push, the less likely you're going to get that sale.
Right.
So I feel for the small businesses. I was fortunate that I could take my 5 years off and have my software company pay my bills while I was going off running around. But not everybody has that luxury. But my home business, I raise kids and puppies and all that. It just, I had some, you know, and I always talk about referrals. And I think this is really important, because you can have a one-time sale. Mm-hmm. But if you get $100 a month from a customer and you keep that customer for 10 years,
right?
You get 100 of those customers, you got $1 million. It's not, it's not that one-time $100 sale.
Right.
So I tell people to treat each person as a long-term sale. It costs 5-10 times more to get a new customer than it does to keep an old one happy. So take 20% of your budget and keep those people happy.
Right.
So with my software business, I didn't have to market for 20 years because I had residual income paying my bills.
Right. Oh, so that's nice.
Think about if you don't have to have a marketing budget.
Yeah. Oh, you save so much money. Oh my goodness.
So I look back in it and think about how you can make each customer, you know, that's why I said with real estate stuck out, because real estate agents, well, they're not going to buy a house for another 5 years, but friends of them are going to ask, do you know a real estate agent over the next 5 years?
Yeah.
And all it does is take one sale to pay for that.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you offer programs, you said, on your website, and you have different options that you can do to help people. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, programs such as there's over 50 to 70 different local search directories that you want to get into. Google verifies you. And I sell that separately for $75 a month.
Okay.
Which is better than going into 50 and updating them every month.
Right.
You know, the hours it takes. I have lead generations machines that will help fill your sales funnel. I can do that on a one-by-one case basis. I sell press releases. What's really nice about press releases is if, like, I sent one out for a speaker who's promoting his book, and we got into 580 media directories.
Oh, wow.
And what they do is inside the press release is a link back to their website. So mm-hmm. now you're getting all kinds of authority sites, NBC News, pointing back to your website, which helps in your ranking. So I sell those at, we're selling them now for just $500 a press release.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, that's great. Yeah, that's really good.
And then we have geofencing. I'm not sure you know much about geofencing.
I've heard of it, but I don't know a lot about it.
So what happens is you can geofence, put an invisible fence around McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't use names. But as somebody walks into McDonald's, the geofence picks up their information off their cell phone.
Wow.
And then sends them a coupon for Wendy's that's down the road. So geofencing, you know, if you're selling health supplies, right, you can geofence a vitamin store, and you're going to get
a list
of all people that are walking into a vitamin store. You would make the assumption that they want to be healthy, right?
Right.
So you can send them a text, them a coupon, but they also have banner ads, so they can get pop-up ads on your computer.
And
you go into a vitamin store, and all of a sudden you're getting pop-up banner ads for vitamins. And
oh wow.
And you wonder how Google knows that. Well, that's geofencing.
Ah, I always wondered why. Yeah. Okay. Now I know.
So it's, you know, and it's not that expensive. It depends on your return. You know, it always depends on if you're selling a $20 ebook,
mm-hmm.
how much can you spend? Or if I spend $1,000, I need to sell 50 of them, right? Can I sell 50 with my geofencing?
Right.
You have to look at that. If in my case, my high ticket is, you know, between $3,000 and $5,000 a month if I do everything for them.
Right.
So I can afford to invest $2,000 because I need one sale.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you look at that. And if I get one sale, I can get for $3,000, I can spend $2,000 a month if that customer stays with me for 3 months.
Right.
So you got to look at how much, because it's not really the first sale, it's sale each month on top of the new sale each month.
Right. Makes sense.
So it really depends on how you want to approach it and what tools you want to use,
mm-hmm.
packages, you know, and I'm always open for a no charge. You know, let's get on. I talked to a lady this morning that didn't have any money, you know, and she needs sales tomorrow, but she really didn't have a clear picture of what she was selling. So
okay.
I at least helped her out with that.
Right.
Because I look at her website and it says one thing. She goes, no, I really want to sell this. And, you know, it was like 5 clicks down into the website where I could mention of it.
Right.
So we talked about that, but I'm always happy to help, you know, do that. And like I said, I know a lot of financial planners. I know business planners. I know people that specialize in giving money for startups. I have really a lot of connections, and I like to do referrals. So if you have something that You want to work on a referral basis. So you send me two customers and I send you one or whatever it works out to be.
Right. Yeah.
I work with people like that all the time too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Where can people find your website?
My website is dmaworld.com.
Okay.
And then I have a September. I should know this, shouldn't I? September 29th at 2 o'clock, I think. 2 o'clock, I have a free marketing workshop where I spend an hour talking about marketing and all the pieces of it.
Yeah.
And then if you want to come into my weekly marketing class, you know, I'll offer everybody a special deal.
Right. But
you're all welcome to come and learn everything that you want. And if nothing else, you can learn what questions to ask before you go and get marketing.
Right.
Because the more you know,
mm-hmm.
the more better questions you can ask. Like the guy that was selling, managing Facebook marketing ads, it took me only 15 minutes to learn that he was just selling Facebook ad management. But, you know, 5 years ago, it probably taken me a couple hours. But so I'm getting better. Right. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. So people can go on your website and you'll have all the different services that you offer. And you'll also have the information about the upcoming event that you're going to be sponsoring.
Well, to sign up for the upcoming event, it's a landing page called 30waystomarket.com.
Okay.
And that's the best place to sign up. And on my website is my email address. You know, send me an email.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to go back and forth. You know, we emailed before we met for a while. So, you know, it's right. Something. I always answer my emails.
That's awesome. I think that class will be very beneficial.
Just to put marketing in its space, you know, instead of being this evil necessity, you know,
yeah.
At least put it in place to how you can take advantage of it or not.
Exactly. And I think too, like society has changed so much, the marketing has changed as well. And people have to understand what works now, what doesn't work now. Because I see businesses still market the way things were done 10 years ago, but it's not like that anymore. So really people need to understand, I think too, what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah, I've talked to people that have been afraid to take out their Yellow Page app they're paying $1,500 a month for because it's always worked it for the last 20 years.
Yeah. But
yeah, things change and you want to be up with it. You want to know who you're talking to and what triggers them.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But
the one thing I have to mention is this marketing company, half of the money from this marketing company is going to my animal conservation area that I am going to start as soon as my marketing company is ready. I want to retire in the middle of animals. So that's my dream.
Oh, I love that so much. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, before we go, can you just tell us again those two websites? So I want to make sure everybody remembers the class that you're launching that's coming up and your website so that they can go to it.
Yeah, the first one, the landing page is 30waystomarket.com. And my website is dmaworld.com. You find that it's a little bit out of date, like the cobbler shoes, but new products are coming out all the time. I probably spend 10 to 12 hours a week just keeping up with new things that are coming out. And you have,
right.
You know, because otherwise you're saying something that, oh, that was so last year or last month or whatever.
Right. Exactly. That's awesome. And are there any tips that you want to give anybody before we go? Anything beneficial that comes to mind that you'd like to tell our listeners?
Just, you know, go go off for a weekend and think about who your ideal customer is, where you can find them, and mm-hmm. what makes you happy in your business. You know, just, right. you know, go to a cabin out in the mountains or the beach, wherever you work best, and
right.
get rid of all those distractions and dream, make your dream world, because when you're making decisions during a busy day, if it doesn't move the needle towards your dream,
yeah,
then it's just a distraction. It's going to take you longer to get there.
Exactly. Exactly. That's great advice. Well, Mark, this has been a pleasure. You have been a whirlwind of information, and this has been amazing. And I love the services that you offer. They seem really beneficial. They seem cost efficient. And I'm so glad you came on to share about all these different tools that you have and how people could actually dive deeper into it by just contacting you. And, you know, thank you so much for, you know, taking this time out to share with us all this valuable information.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great day, Mark.
You too, ma'am.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes. But one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist. Leaders in banking. Unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit Truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.